After a few months in London, we were invited to visit Scotland. We both wanted to go, but I did not want to meet a lot of people. I wanted to leave the city and see mountains and lakes. It was now February. We decided to make a journey through England and to arrive in Scotland at the end of July. I took my chemistry equipment and the things that I needed. I decided to find a quiet place in the north of Scotland. I could finish my work there. We left London in March and visited Windsor and Oxford. I enjoyed these famous old cities. I remembered my own past with sadness. When I was young, I was never unhappy. Everything interested me. Now, I was like a tree that was hit by lightning. I was very different now. After some time, we moved north. We visited the Lake District in the north of England. It was wonderful, like our own country, with its beautiful mountains and lakes. I would like to spend my life here and forget Switzerland, cried Henry. But I remembered my promise. I felt nervous because the monster was waiting. He will be angry, I thought, if his wife is not ready soon. I lived in fear. The monster knew where my family lived. He could kill them at any time. When we arrived in Scotland, we visited Edinburgh for a week. Our friend lived in the city of Perth. He was waiting for us to arrive. But I did not want to laugh and talk with other people. I wanted to continue without Henry. Please enjoy yourself, Henry, I said. I would like to be alone. I will be happier when I return. Henry sadly agreed, and I promised to write to him often. I went to the north of Scotland. I wanted to be as far away as I could from people. I felt sure that the monster was following me. When the female is ready, he will visit me, I thought. I found a small island in the Orkneys. This was a good place to create my terrible monster. The island was like a large rock with a few huts on it. Nothing grew there. It was not pleasant or friendly. I had to get food from a larger island, 5 miles away. I stayed in one of the huts. It had 2 rooms, and one of them became my laboratory. In the mornings I worked. In the evenings I walked on the stony beach. It was a cold, lonely place. My work became more and more difficult. My heart felt sick when I looked at my equipment and the body parts for the female monster. But soon I hoped to finish my job and leave that terrible, lonely island.